the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny. Welcome.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. Yeah.
I'm your host, Christine.
I'm the host, Alaa Khaled.
We fight about this every week. It's got to be getting old by now.
It's not old because it's the truth, Christine.
No.
This is the secondary host, Christine Lakin.
I'm the one who freaking came up with the whole show from the beginning. I don't fight with you. I don't want to fight with you.
Bye.
Let's just namaste and move on. Bless and release.
What is it? Woosa?
Namaste? What?
Is it woosa?
What are you talking about, woosa? What are you talking about?
It's like this urban term that everyone's like calm down. I don't know. Look it up, Steven.
Ooh. Woosa?
Woosa.
I really think you're getting this wrong.
No, it's woosa, I think. It's on pert.
On pert?
Pert.
What's that?
On point, but you say the urban way to say it is on pert.
Oh, on pert.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I get it. I think you meant like pert. Like
no, pert.
Pert plus.
In New Orleans, I have a friend. She works at my cousin's slutty store called Rio. And her name is Veronica. And she's from New Orleans. And she's like, girl, that's on pert.
You know they're using that a lot when they're shopping for the Essence Fest. But first off, I want to talk to you for a second about our sponsor, Bobble Bar, this episode. You guys, okay, I knew of the Bobble Bar, but I had never actually tried the Bobble Bar. And I just went on their site and ordered. They have bags. They have accessories. They have the cutest earrings in multiple colors.
Yep.
I just ordered a ton of stuff for Hollywood Darling Season 2.
Well, you know what?
We start next week. It comes. It's like shipping in a couple of days. It'll be here any second. I'm so excited.
You know what's great? Is that I knew Bobble Bar before you.
See, you always have to one-up me.
Well, it's okay. It's the truth, though. Because they were one of the sponsors on Project Runway All Stars.
That's how I knew them. That's how I found them from the beginning.
Season 5, yes. Huge hit.
Huge.
So all the designers used them from the accessory wall.
I love a good accessory wall.
Yeah, Bobble Bar.
I wish I had an accessory wall in my house. I wish I had a Bobble Bar accessory wall in my house. Can we make that happen?
Well, you have to continue to use Bobble Bar, then you can do it. Just buy some hooks and throw in some Bobble Bar.
Visit BobbleBar.com and enter promo code WORST to get 20% off your first order.
Anyways, we have a very, very special guest and a friend of mine since high school. I can't say her real name, but I'm going to give her an alias by the name of Kelly.
She could totally be a Kelly.
She could be a Kelly. Well, she's got a Kelly in her family.
And we have another close to being a Kelly.
And we have another Kelly friend. Anyways, I've known her since high school, and she runs one of the largest paparazzi agencies called X17.com.
It is X17Online.com.
See?
Thanks very much.
All right. Yeah. See, I don't follow, but it's good.
It's called X17.
Online.
There are cyber squatters holding X17.com.
They are?
They won't release the name. We've tried. They're in the Grand Cayman Islands. And they gave us a big legal middle finger from their attorney in Pennsylvania who said, no, it's not for sale.
And they want like the URL
want,
for
like,
$100,000.
Yes.
That's crazy. So anyways, I've known her since high school. I was a year older than you, yeah?
You still are, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But in high school, I mean, in
you
high school
remind
years,
him of that as much as
not
you can.
Not the same grade, but yeah.
Yeah, and we have had many adventures together.
Many.
We used to work on a show. We talked about this show on the podcast before, Holiday Splendor.
Oh, yeah.
What country were you?
Germany.
Okay, and I was Morocco.
Of course. Wearing
never
your
forget
fez.
That.
Yeah, but we did a lot of pranks because we had a lot of downtime.
A lot. We basically got paid to do nothing, and we went on stage for like 2 minutes out
twice.
Of the 2 hours
yeah,
that we
of
would
the
sit
show.
There. Yeah.
So we would play a card.
We had good ways of finding very easy jobs.
Right.
For okay
right.
money.
Yeah, it was good money.
Yeah.
And we got Disney passes, and we could get it. You know, we went to we would go to the convenience store, make some old guy buy us like Captain Morgan's rum.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And buy a big gulp and then take it into the park. That's right. Like before like security was crazy. And then we would literally smoke cigarettes on the rides. Like Yeah, like we'd be
like Space Mountain.
Yeah, it's like smoking, like and like taking pictures. You know, when the camera hits you, we'd take a picture with the cigarette. You know, like we were ridiculous. Yeah. We had a lot of
fun.
And
that was on a day that we'd skip school. That wasn't
wasn't
even a weekend. That was just, you know. Or a random day that we would pull into our school parking lot, park our cars, and then walk across the street to Universal Studios and just skip school all day.
Yeah,
because we go to Universal.
We literally were right across the street from Universal. So anyway, we have a lot of history, and we've known each other for, I mean, decades now. This is fucking crazy. We're so old. Anyways, so Kelly helped me move to New York when I started college at AMDA. And so I flew her out to help me, like, literally
decorate
my studio apartment.
I was the interior designer of your, like, 200 square foot
which I'm
closet.
Back into right now.
Right.
Anyways, but it was a great apartment.
Yeah.
And so, and we had a lot of fun in New York because she loved, and you ended up going to grad school there?
For a semester before I moved to Spain and da 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 da.
So, but you, from high school, you went to Emory.
So it was a long
Rollins.
Went to Rollins, then went to Emory for a semester, got back together with my boyfriend, moved back to Orlando, finished at Rollins, went to grad school in New York, moved to Spain, moved to Dominican Republic, moved out here, finished my grad school at USC. That's a condensed version.
But and you studied journalism.
Studied actual real journalism.
Right. So you were working for?
I was working for Reuters Television. So it's a news agency like Associated Press.
Right.
Doing actual news until I moved here. And then it was mostly entertainment news. So I was like on red carpets. And right the first week I moved here, I was like interviewing Matt Damon on the red carpet for Rainmaker.
Right.
And Francis Ford Coppola. And I was like, oh my God, I get to be in LA. But this is so cool. And then after like four or five months, I was like, oh God, who cares about this?
I know, right?
Stupid interviews. Like, but
the best part is that you studied to do, like, you wanted to work for like CNN or.
Yeah. I applied for CNN, moved out here. The application process was like 2.5, 3 months. So I was like, well, I'll go hang out with my friends in LA and. Until I hear back from CNN and figure out what happened. So at the end, I did get the job, but I had already started working for Reuters out here. And then I was like, yeah, I don't really want to move back to Atlanta. You have to work the graveyard shift. It was not going to be great starting at the bottom. And so I stayed out here because I thought the lifestyle would be better.
But I wanted to be an actual real journalist.
And now... I failed miserably, is what you're trying to say.
No, it's just, no, I think, because I think her life is like, would be an amazing screenplay, like a romantic comedy. Because
it's very Bridget Jones.
It's very, it's just, I think it'd be a great script because you were covering the Frank Sinatra funeral, right?
Covering Frank Sinatra's death the morning after he died. In the middle of the night, all the media were on his driveway in Bel Air, and you know there were microwave trucks and satellite trucks all out down the street, and the media just parked there for like 3 days, and so we all just were hanging out. There's not that much to do. Everyone's chit chatting. We had the memorial service, the funeral, whatever. So all the journalists were together for like a week, and that's where I met. My husband, my French husband.
So yeah, so she meets this French, he's what, like 6'4"?
Yeah.
Okay, this French guy.
Being generous, but yeah.
And, but he's there covering it for?
For AFP, like the French press agency.
Right.
And taking pictures of all the celebrities going to the funeral service and the memorial service and blah, blah, blah.
And at that time, did he have X17?
He kind of did, and I learned little by little what he really did. Yeah.
Which he was a full paparazzi.
Yeah, like he was a paparazzi.
He was a stalking paparazzi.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you like, Kelly, were you like the kind of journalist that, were you just like writing the things down, sending in the or were you on air?
No, I was not. I wasn't on camera. I was behind the camera, okay, producing for television. Got and it. Writing the stories. And yeah, I kind of thought of myself as like a real journalist. And as, particularly when I was in Spain, I was like, you know, just that idealistic 20-something trying to be a journalist. Like, I want to tell the real stories. I want to tell the stories of people who don't have a voice. You know, I wanted to go to war zones even at that time, wow, especially when I was in Europe, because I was asked to go to the Sahara Desert in Morocco and talk about water rights and mm-hmm. go to Albania when the conflict there broke out. And okay, I was like, and I had this female boss who was just amazing and was really a mentor in terms of, like, she was this petite, you know, 5'2" like powerhouse who would grab the huge, huge Beta camera and run out and do her stories for Reuters. And I was just like, damn, she's a badass, you know, and saw that she didn't like have any barriers. She didn't put anything in her way. And she would go and cover these conflicts and war zones. She spoke 4 different languages, blah, blah, wow, blah. So that was kind of my ideal. And now here I am.
Well, that's okay. it's great because it's a okay, great.
You're like, yeah.
So then your husband, therapy. Now your now husband, we'll call him Reggie. he asked you out on a date.
Yes, he did.
And you didn't know 100% what he did, but you're started, like, as you're dating him, you're starting to get the gist.
Yes.
And so where are you mentally with this? Because you are a strong female as well.
I had trouble with it. I mean, as I was figuring out little by little exactly what he did and how he worked, because we all know what pictures are in Us Weekly and People Magazine, and I mean, back in the day when we were actually reading print,
yeah,
but you know, or online today, and you know, we see these paparazzi pictures of like Julia Roberts pushing her grocery cart out of the supermarket or whatever, and you take for granted like how that photo was shot. You take for granted who shot it or right, or what have you.
Right.
And so, you know, I knew what he did. I mean, paparazzi. I get what that is, but just little by little as you like get the behind the scenes, you know? So I moved in with him way too early because he had a really nice house in Santa Monica. And I just remember vividly, we'd be out by the pool lounging on the weekend and he'd be on the phone, of course. And this was back when they had the Nextels and it was like right, walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, chick, chick, you know, beep, 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 or whatever that noise was. And he'd be like talking to his guy, okay, you know, Starbucks at Barrington and Sunset, go. And, you know, this like information is flowing. And back then he had like so many guys working for him that it was just like constant. And
they would be catching the celebrities coming and going with their...
Yeah, like he just had all this like information flowing in. He was kind of like the dispatch of like LAPD, you know?
Right.
Except we were the bad guys, not the good guys.
Right.
And so he was kind of organizing and orchestrating all these guys and information and telling who to go where and do what and at the same time selling the photos. So he'd be on the phone. I mean, this is back when people actually used the phone for verbal communication. And we were doing that instead of emailing. And the magazines would be calling to buy the photos. So he's like walking around the pool on a Saturday afternoon, like making sales. And, you know, I'm going, come on, $1,500. Like that's like my whole month at Reuters. Like, what the hell?
Right.
I just was like blown away by how this whole thing was working. But to go back to your original question, we had so many debates. We still to this day have so many debates about what he does. And I shouldn't just say he. I mean, I do it now.
Well, we're going to get to
that.
You know,
I mean, I don't have a camera and I'm not going out there. Yeah, but just like the ethical weight of this shit on my shoulders is heavy.
Yeah, you can cuss.
Okay.
But yeah, because you came from a totally different side of it. And like also, you know, I have to say that there is probably, and you can probably speak more to this than I can, because I've never been at a level where I did this, really. But, I mean, I've been photographed, obviously, at events or, you know, a couple times on the street when I was with a certain person or whatever. But there really is, like, people think, oh, the paparazzi, it's so horrible and they invade your lives. And to a degree, I think that probably happens. But the other side of it is that there's celebrities who actually want the press.
Well, we're going to get
to that. And the paparazzi are their friends.
Yeah.
So there is a trade-off.
We're gonna learn this. The well, let's get into it.
I'm gonna give you, like, from A to Z, how it works. Right. Okay,
so, I'm curious.
But back in the day, okay, before technology and where we are now, it was literally finding out from, like, American Airlines what flights are coming in from New York. Like, they had, they all had what we call tipsters, right? So,
yeah.
And everywhere.
And we still do. Yeah.
Like, from bellhops to
valet to
baristas to airline people.
And all these people would get paid to give tips.
Yeah.
Got it.
We tip for the tips.
They tip for the tip.
Yeah.
Got it.
So they're getting all this information, and they have a mass amount of guys or gals who literally wait at for them in the bushes or wherever it is, right? I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been times where I've heard Reggie say that he's like, he got a helicopter to photograph a wedding that was A-list, you know?
Oh, my God. Okay, so yesterday, I give Reggie the recycling bag to take outside to the garbage, and I hear, chuk, 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 chuk. He goes, oh, there's Giuliano. And I'm like, this is still happening to me. Like, I mean, it's so weird, you know? So, oh God, this is a bad one. So my daughter and her friend are down the street. This is so Palisades, because we live like it's the 1950s in the Palisades. And so we had a block party. Our neighborhood had a block party. So my daughter and her friend are down there, and
I'm like,
oh my God. Because guess who's there? Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Adam Sandler.
Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, you have heightened awareness, obviously, of all these events because...
Well, that was just like my block party.
Right.
Because these people are my neighbors. So that's also really weird. These people will have kids who go to my kids' schools. So there's always this... And I should say that helicopter was not for our block party, but it was our guy up...
It was your guy.
Yeah, it really was.
For a moment, were you like, oh,
well, because we do like aerials of houses and stuff like that. Right. So the Kardashians had a Christmas party yesterday. It's October. because I think for the show. It was definitely for the show. And they had like the ice skating rink in the backyard and Santa Claus
It was 95 degrees.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. That's why we had the helicopter. And... but there's always this weird overlap in my life, like the dance class I went to this morning and all that stuff that I was talking about. I mean, I see celebrities all the time. I interact with them all the time. And I definitely separate the two parts of my life. Like, we would never, once I kind of know a celebrity personally or have some kind of overlap with them, like with my kids at school or something, it's like that person just becomes totally off limits.
You wouldn't
because
tip yourself.
I would never, right. I don't want trouble. I don't want to mix that.
Right,
because
your kids go to the school.
Yeah.
You're part of the PTA, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're on the, I think you
have, I was on the board of our last school. Yeah.
She's heavily involved in her kids' educations and their sporting stuff. And obviously, the reason they live in the Palisades is because of what she does, right?
But it's also all these celebrities live there to avoid people like you.
And we're their neighbor.
So, like, for instance, like, let's just talk money, right? Back in the day, it was a whole nother ballgame. It was a lot.
Yeah.
The
money sucks now is what he's trying to say.
Right. But for instance, like, I don't know if our audience remembers the Britney Spears shaving the head.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is X17.
Yeah.
They are the ones that captured it. They owned it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Ballpark figure to this day. How much do you think that video made?
It was really the pictures that were huge. I've never experienced anything like that. It was such a phenomenon the next day we had people calling us from countries you've not never heard of, really. Right. Like, we've never had phone calls from these people. I don't know how they even got our phone number. And they're like, Britney Spears, we need a Britney Spears, you know. We're like, you know, 23 rubles or whatever. I don't know. We didn't even know how to price things in their currencies. And I mean, I don't know, like a few hundred thousand. It's not, people want me to say like 5 million. It's nothing like that.
But still, like.
But it's, yeah, it was huge. We continue to sell it. I mean, it.
Right.
You know, those photos still generate money as archive because it's just something that people always have to reference for whatever reason when they're telling a story about Britney Spears or mental health or hairstyles, you know.
Right. So like literally it like, and the umbrella incident to the car, yeah, was your guy.
Yep. We were 24/7 Britney Spears. We were like her friend. We had all the inside information on her, some information directly from her. We had, it's funny, if you go back to our photos and our video from that time, like from maybe 2006 to 2008, almost every single day we have photos and videos of Britney Spears. It's like, I can tell, if you just give me like a random date and I look it up on my website, I can tell you what she was doing. But in those, in that like 3-year window, we were with her every single day. I mean, sometimes our photographers were literally with her in her house, in her car. We weren't, wow. It wasn't our guy who dated her, that guy Adnan, but.
Oh, right.
Right.
Of course, Adnan talked to us and, you know, it just was like it was a different time. It was as crazy as the Kardashians or, I don't know, who's really crazy right now. As crazy as these people are today, it's just nothing compared to the intense interest and scrutiny that was on Britney Spears back at that time, and the fact that she went through everything that she was going through so vividly in front of our cameras and didn't hide anything.
Right.
I feel like we're never going to see that again. It's just something that has never happened before. It's never going to happen again.
Well, it was
this unique thing to her. And she's so famous. Like, you can't go to any country in the world where they don't know who Britney Spears
is. Right,
right.
So it was just like a star of that caliber
having like a public breakdown.
Having a breakdown, like literally over almost an entire year.
Right.
On camera.
Well, the Amanda Bynes thing was very similar.
Yeah, similar, but she's not as famous. Right. Then her parents kind of got control of her and kind of locked her away. And it just wasn't quite the same thing. It was a much quicker, I don't know, downward spiral or something. But with Britney, it just like, it lasted so long that she was out with the pink wig, speaking in the British accent, going to CVS at midnight, dating a paparazzo, hanging out with Sam Lutfi, blah, blah, blah. Right. Like, it just went on and on and on for really about 2.5 years.
It's crazy.
God, it is
so
crazy.
It was the Britney Spears reality show. And we had the cover of The Atlantic, a very, very serious journalistic magazine, the cover called The Britney Show. And it was all about X17 covering Britney.
Right.
That's crazy.
And how much of that, like, it was her basically saying, I'm going to Starbucks, come with me, and then letting them on for the ride? And how much of it was you guys being like, all right, she's probably going to go here, she's probably going to go there, and then picking up on
it? Was kind of both. Like, we just waited outside her neighborhood every day, and she always came out, and she didn't try to hide, and we knew her car. You know, now celebrities are like, they change their car every day, and they duck down in the car, and they have a driver, and this and that. Britney was just like, you know, pulling out herself and in her pink wig and waving at us. And it was just like, there would be a caravan of paparazzi behind her car every day, like literally 15 cars. And they'd just be like driving down Mulholland, you know?
It's so weird.
It was crazy.
I guess, like, I wonder, you know, it's hard. I wonder, like, and I'm sure you've asked yourself this question, having been, you know, on the other side of it as just a journalist before all you did all of this. Like, where do you draw the line at following someone, or where, or have you ever had to ask yourself that question?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, again, not me personally, because I'm not driving the car and I'm not taking the pictures, but, you know, obviously people talk about what happened with Princess Diana. I mean, that's a big, you know, warning in our business. And we certainly, you know, I guess you can argue that it was her drunk driver and had nothing to do with the paparazzo trailing behind her or whatever. But you certainly don't want anything even similar to happen ever again. And so, you know, we've always been really careful with telling the photographers, like, don't get into chasing, don't get into this and that. And there are certain celebrities who drive absolutely insanely, and they're just asking for it, frankly, like in terms of just their own safety, forget people following them. And in those cases, we're like, don't do it. Don't just let don't them go. Chase, yeah. Don't even get into that. And then, I don't know, we've had photos or situations where we photographed a celebrity doing something that's just, it's so personal. And for me, particularly if it has to do with the kids, that we never publish it, you know, kids like going to the therapist, or a kid getting kicked out of school, or a kid going to a doctor's appointment that might seem kind of serious or heavy, you know, like.
When did you give in to becoming part of this whole, I mean, like, obviously, well, there's a moment where you're like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because you're in now. Like, you're not, there's no.
That's my job.
It's
that's
your job.
Yeah. It's kind of easy to define because it's when I was on maternity leave with our son. I was still working at Reuters, and you know, I'm on leave after giving birth. I'm like, got 6 months or something. I had like a long time, or maybe not like 3 months. And I said, you know, I'm kind of getting bored. Baby's asleep, taking a nap. I'm like, what can I do? I said, let me look at your accounting. I'm like, you're doing invoicing in Word. Let's kind of like, you know, let's, and you're faxing your invoices. Let's modernize a little bit. So I helped Reggie get things, you know,
organized.
And up to date. And then it was like, okay, it's getting about time to get back to work. And I was like, I don't want to drive to Burbank every day and leave my little baby at home. And so I said, all right, you need help. Company's growing. I'm going to do this. But again, it was like invoicing and accounting and like that kind of stuff. And then it just grew and grew and grew and grew. And I don't know, it was somewhat unfortunate timing, but our X17 just exploded, and that was because of Britney
back
at that time. And it's like, I had two little babies at home, and I was working, my husband and I both, 24/7. I mean, it was just like, and I was a young mom, super stressed, trying to figure out how to balance like raising my kids and doing all this tons of work.
And at that time, there's a lot of celebrities that are being, like, there's the Lindsay Lohan.
It was like the height of paparazzi. Right. Yeah. It was, like, there was Lindsay and Paris.
Because, like, everyone
was going commando.
Twitter didn't really exist then.
Right. Yeah. No one was
putting those pictures on Facebook.
Right.
You know? So MySpace. I guess it was MySpace.
So it was like that time.
Steven was putting those pictures on
MySpace. Was like huge for you guys.
It was huge also because before social media, there was this turn where it was kind of like celebrities were against us. And then they were like, especially the younger ones were like, wait a minute, we're stupid. Let's use the paparazzi to our advantage and control our own message. Mm-hmm. And also they were like, screw our publicists. I don't want to release a statement about whatever. I'm just going to go straight up. I mean, Lindsay did this with us numerous times. She would come straight up to our cameras, look into the camera and go, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, X17, blah, 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 blah. And then she'd just go off and start talking about Paris Hilton or whatever.
Right.
And
this was like, you know, the firecrotch
this
days.
Yeah. This is this is firecrotch moment.
and the threesome of Britney, Paris, Lindsay, and were they friends or frenemies or whatever. And
they created a whole story.
Yeah, it was actually, I mean, it sounds weird, but it was kind of fun back then because a lot of the celebrities were interested in kind of working with us or talking to us and kind of going along with it. So it wasn't a really contentious thing, except with maybe like Sean Penn. But it was, I don't know. It was a unique time. Then
burst
Instagram, right? Whatever, we'll just do this ourselves.
But what's interesting is they had like personal numbers. You had personal numbers to these celebrities, and you're texting with them. Like, it's to that point where, let's say, Paris, for example, would be like, hey, I'm going to be at blah, blah, blah. Make sure you have a camera guy there.
Yeah, you know? I watched her do it. Yeah. I mean, she was the master at it. She knew how to control that image. She knew exactly how to get out of a car. She knew exactly what she was doing the whole time. And I give her a lot of credit for it. For, you can think whether it's good or bad, but it wasn't stupid.
No, not at all. I mean,
it's very savvy.
And she's exactly the type of person that has been able to, you know, she's created a brand. Paris Hilton is a brand. She's got, whether it's like her handbags and, you know, you might think here in the U.S., like, oh, I've never really seen a Paris Hilton handbag or right. I don't know. My friend
to Singapore.
Is like, yeah. Go to Asia.
She's huge.
And these huge licensing deals. And then now she DJs, you know?
And right. She's in Ibiza all summer.
Ibiza all summer. She makes tons of money. It's like, she knows what she's doing.
And she's been able knows to make it last a very long time.
She has
time.
To stay in the media, which she's done really well.
But I haven't seen her recently.
Yeah. We get pictures of her all the time.
Oh, you do? Okay.
She went to Trashy Lingerie to get her Halloween costume. It's her annual pilgrimage to Trashy. Yep. Yeah.
Who's so aggressive, the most aggressive celebrity in making sure that you capture them?
Gosh, most aggressive?
Like in the sense of like, they are contacting you constantly going,
well, I can't say who's contacting me, but I mean, it's kind of obvious. Just look at who you see the most. It's like, even though the Kardashians like hide from the paparazzi.
Right. I mean,
Kris Jenner is Paris Hilton on steroids. You know, she's right. Like, she knows how to
right.
create the Kardashian brand and keep it going. And she's got like a new licensing deal every week. And, you know, why? Because, well, clearly they have their TV show, but if they didn't have all of that accessory paparazzi gossip tabloid, who knows what's going on? Is Kylie even pregnant? Or
at this point, surrogate. Like, there was a whole thing that she's a surrogate.
She could be the surrogate for Kim and Kanye.
Right.
She might not even be pregnant, and Chris is just like letting this all play out because she's going to do a big reveal because she already got paid for that, and that's why, you know, who.
It keeps it going.
Yeah,
they
are very masterful in using people like us, people like X17, in continuing their, you know, the interest in their brand and their personalities and their characters.
Okay, I want to go back to Perez because you guys had a whole
lawsuit.
Yeah, with Perez Hilton.
$10 million. Yeah.
Yeah. $10 million. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. What happened?
Okay, so we used to be frenemies with Perez, and we allowed him to use our pictures in exchange for linking back to our website. And for a while, it was working well, and it was mutually beneficial, and our website was growing, and his was growing, and everyone was happy. But then he started using pictures without asking and using some that we would have not allowed him to use because they had a really high value, and he would use them anyway. And I'd be like, hey, you didn't ask for these, or hey, take these down. You know, we didn't want those on your website right now. And he like got really weird and diva and was like, F you. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Ever heard of Bite the Hand That Feeds You? So we got into this big war via email. Mm-hmm. Okay. He calls me to see you next Tuesday. Wow. I take the email and I put it on X17 online.
Go ahead, girl.
And people were like, what? He is a bitch. You guys give him free pictures and he calls you a, you know what? Like, what the hell? It was so fun and so crazy. But I was pissed.
Right.
I was super pissed because he just kept going and going and he really didn't know when to stop. And then we stopped him. Filed a $10 million copyright infringement lawsuit, went through the motions, that settled, et cetera, et cetera. I can't talk about it.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, he had to delete his entire archive of his website because he had so many of our photos that were unauthorized and so many of you know, other agencies' photos that he had never licensed. And he was getting to the point where he was so big, and I say was because he's not that big anymore, and it was, you know, he had to delete it. He had, or he was going to get like 10 more lawsuits. So in a way, we forced him to kind of clean up his site, and then it had a much bigger effect of getting other websites in line and making people realize that copyright infringement is a real thing. And just because there are photos or videos or content out there that you like that
how
you want to reproduce, you can't.
So right, what, he just lifts it from the website?
Yeah, I don't even remember at this point. You could just, you know, you just like
click and drag. No.
Right click, yeah, click and drag. Right.
But your
watermark. Our watermark was on it. I think even sometimes he used it with our watermark.
It's crazy.
But yeah, it turned out to be a pretty big deal and pretty educational for the larger internet community, the larger online world of telling people you cannot steal shit.
Right.
Especially the way the business is now, it's like what you can get, you want to make sure you get full value
we're not making any money.
You're not making any money because now celebrities are controlling their own social media. They're putting out their own Instagrams. They're putting out their own Twitter.
Right.
You know, it's like they're creating their own brand based without paparazzi. TMZ happened to have, I crack up with TMZ because years ago, all the actors hated TMZ, right? Yeah. But which
they
cracked me up because
super aggressive.
Yeah, because they were super aggressive
and mean. Like
right.
They would goat you. They would say really like
right.
like disparaging things to your face so that you would turn around and like but say
what,
something right. back.
But what right. cracks me up is that they are on. They're part of Warner Brothers Studios television.
Yeah, and Warner Brothers has had issues and been like right. afraid because, you know, they're kind of a legal liability. Like the stuff they do is they've got dirty tactics. I mean, they also gather shit on you.
Right.
Hold it in their back pockets.
Right.
Justin Bieber. Call you and
like,
then
what
say,
do you mean, Justin Bieber?
If you don't do this with us, we're going to release this tape.
Oh,
we're going to do this. Remember that tape from like he's still young, much younger. And he used like a racial slur and they had that tape.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, if you don't do this, we're going to release it. And he's like, F you. So they released it.
Oh,
horrible PR for Bieber. So then he was like, shit.
So
we got to work with them
next
time.
The whole thing.
Why do you think Justin Bieber has gone on TMZ shitty live?
Right.
Like who goes on TMZ live? Desperate.
Right.
Like D-listers.
Right.
So dumb.
Right.
Such a stupid show.
Right.
Justin Bieber went on it.
Right.
I mean, really?
Because he had no choice.
He had to.
Oh,
they had more
God.
Shit on him.
That's crazy.
Isn't that called extortion?
Yes. Blackmail. Extortion.
Isn't that illegal?
Do you have a relationship with Harvey Levin?
Yes. A bad one.
Oh, you do? Why?
I just don't like him, number one. We just had a rocky beginning. So TMZ, right before their launch, said, we need you guys. We need X17. You are going to be our official partners, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to do this website almost as a partnership with X17. We had 30-page documents, lawyers, blah, 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 sitting in the office with their initial CEO. This was like a big thing. And then like 2 days before the launch, we're like, hey guys, we never got that signed agreement back from you. And they're like, guess what? We hired our own people. We're not going to partner with you. See you later.
Wow.
We're like, okay, it's on. And it, you know what? Kudos to Harvey. He's taken it to a whole new shitty
He's
level.
He's made it acceptable.
And like, you know what? Good for him. I hope he can sleep at night. I hope that, you know, when he drives around in his like really right. prissy Porsche Boxster, that he feels really good about himself. I dislike him. He has said horrible things to me on the phone. He's a dirty dealer. Okay. I'm a paparazzo. Like I cannot
right.
sit in an ivory tower
right.
and I cannot throw stones, but I'm throwing stones because I hate him.
Because to you, okay, it's a different
whatever.
Level.
It's a different level, but
You know what?
Well, it used to be so. I think it's just like dredging up all these old emotions.
Let them out, Kelly.
But honestly, these days I don't care because right. There was a time where we were like neck and neck in competition. Guess what? He won. He plowed ahead. Right. He got to the end of the line at the marathon. I'm still like walking the marathon behind right. him. What's done is done.
Well, also like, because
we are where we are, people. We do a different thing right. these days.
I mean,
it's not the same.
They
game.
Now have like, I mean, they have the tour bus out here in Los
they
Angeles.
Have, they have
TMZ
a whole
tour bus
yeah.
that
yeah.
takes you to in front of people's houses.
Yeah.
I can't imagine every day.
There was
day.
One in front of my house when
Can
I pulled.
Can you imagine?
There was.
Starline Stores. And then they like, they slow down when they see the gate open because they're like, oh. Because you know they're probably lying.
Right.
They say
yeah,
that my house is like, I don't know whose house, you know, Kate Hudson. So like, it's Kate Hudson getting in our car. Yes. Everybody get your cameras ready. So
right.
there's like the, you know, convertible
oh
van
my God,
outside.
Stop.
Right? So my daughter gets really excited when she's in the driveway, like playing basketball. And sees like the reggae tour bus go by.
Oh,
the Rasta bus.
Funny.
Whatever. Yeah. The Rasta bus.
Yeah, because
she's
TMZ
like, oh,
has
my God,
made.
They just stopped
They made. Because of the television show, it's so like. And it's syndicated, right? So it's so. It's all over households in America. So it made it almost acceptable, right?
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess as. I guess it's, that kind of dirty business, it got a little bit dirtier because it was no longer just, you know, stars. They're just like us
right.
Weekly type,
right.
you know,
right.
stars coming out of the supermarket yeah. kind of thing. It was a little bit more like, gotcha, caught you in the act, jumping out of the bushes, hidden camera.
Right.
And that's the part
we talked to you about how bad that movie was that you just did.
Yeah, that's the part.
Are you
that,
mad about your movie? God, it's not doing well at all.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like
right.
negative camera in your
negative.
Face.
Yeah. yeah. And so what X17 kind of became known for around the whole Britney thing and 2006, 2007, as the paparazzi world was just like exploding and all of the content was everywhere, the photos and videos, is that X17 became known for hiring people who were not experienced photographers.
Right.
And just... throwing them out there on the sidewalk. So the whole thing was we kind of took it onto the sidewalk instead of and out of the bushes. Like we weren't
right.
do we didn't
you
do
weren't
that.
Hiding.
Yeah, and okay, I'm not trying to like pat myself on the back, but Reggie was so lazy in hiring like actual photographers that he just hired like random people who were just more like hungry for it, who just wanted to do this job and who could recognize people, and he's like, don't worry about like sitting in your car. And that was the other thing with
the telephoto
lens. Yeah, shoot out the back window, like crack your car window and shoot out. He's like, just stand on the sidewalk. Just stand there. And so like, you know, I remember.
Oh my God, it's horrible. What,
like when we lived in Santa Monica.
Hey, at least it's like
yeah.
up front.
Yeah. We would be like, all of a sudden it was just like, guys were standing on the sidewalk waiting for Calista Flockhart, Ally McBeal, because they're like, oh my God, she's eating ice cream. She's not anorexic. Oh my God, you know. And we would just, the guys would just be standing on Montana Avenue
yeah.
as she would like shop and get her ice cream. And then she'd be like, ooh, I'm going to go sit down on that bench and eat a hamburger.
Right.
So people stop saying I'm too skinny.
Yeah.
Right.
So then it just,
right.
you know, that whole thing started. And people used to say like, you know, X17 has muddied this business and, you know, they're clogging the sidewalks with their photographers. And then they all started doing it.
Well, they're all right? doing it now.
They're
all
doing,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like mayhem. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like at the airport at LAX, it's ridiculous. You go to baggage claim, it's like.
But I think we've really helped the tourism industry in LA because
yes, you have.
Yeah, for
look
sure.
at the tour buses and stuff.
Yeah.
They're like,
right.
oh my God, paparazzi outside the Ivy or wherever.
Yeah.
And I think
it seem
makes
like
it really exciting for tourists.
It does. Or certain restaurants, certain
yeah.
clubs, definitely.
Have any of your photographers or Reggie been assaulted by any celebrity?
So I mentioned Sean Penn before, like he's spit in someone's face.
Great.
One of our photographers, wait, did he work with us at that time? Can't even remember. I think it was a guy who used to work for us. he got a smackdown from Kanye at LAX.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah, because then it turned into a lawsuit and blah, blah, blah. So, what else? I'm sure there's
Britney did the damage the car, right? Did when with the umbrella?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did she pay for that?
No. No, but then I think he like sold a car on eBay. So.
Oh, my God.
He sold the car on eBay. He sold the umbrella on eBay.
Hilarious.
So I think he made his money back.
I bet he did.
It worked out well for him.
That's actually smart.
That's crazy. So where is the business now? Like what has like the, we know the internet's changed things, but like where do you see it growing? And like how is it different now? How is it sustaining? How is it moving forward?
It's not sustaining and it's not moving forward. No, it is. It's just like, it's so scaled down. It's so,
you guys are still selling pictures to
it's
magazines.
It's just less intense.
It's not as.
Yeah, we still do it. That's why I'm on my phone. I don't want you to think I'm like,
no,
texting
we know.
My
I figured.
No,
like, she's texting throughout the whole
thing. So-and-so's texting me like,
she's
how much for
deals.
This? How much
she's,
for that?
No, we
and
know
then
that.
Reggie's like, answer. Why aren't you answering? I'm like, oh, we got to make money. Okay.
Yeah, but it makes you, it makes your decisions like to say, let's get a helicopter. Like, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
It's not like before, like.
Yeah. We were doing it all the time.
Yeah. You're like, we're going
to
get
Reggie
it.
Reggie wanted to buy a helicopter.
Right.
Because he was like, God. With all the money we're spending on renting it, like,
right.
Three times a week, we could just buy one.
Right.
You know?
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. It's just a super scaled down version.
How many agencies exist now, you think?
You know what? It's kind of like every other industry, and particularly in the media, just. Everyone's merging and there are these conglomerations of, so whereas there used to be like, I don't know, 10 fairly decent sized agencies, like now it's like 3 or 4, and they didn't totally die out. They actually, you know, joined forces and created larger agencies. So we've stayed away from that just because Reggie and I are like, yeah, we want to do our own thing. We don't like partnerships. And,
right.
We just don't want to
deal with it.
Yeah. Other people. Yeah. So, and we're kind of okay with doing this on a scaled down version and seeing where it goes. Like,
so you have photographers in other countries as well? Like you have,
We have partnerships. So like we have agents in other countries that sell our pictures and videos in those countries.
Right.
And then they give us their pictures. So it's a
got it.
Sort of
like a trade
thing. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit scaled down. It's a little bit less pressure. So in that sense, I'm kind of okay with it. Cause we had 4 or 5 years that were so intense.
Yeah.
That I don't think I could keep up that pace.
Yeah.
It was really, really intense.
Speaking of intense, I'm curious.
Like we live in the same city.
Right.
And we're like best high school friends and we never see each other.
We never see each other. We talk to each other at least 3-4 times a week.
Right.
But we never, because I don't want to drive to the Palisades. And she ain't driving to K-Town.
I get it.
And so, but we met in downtown with our kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Her kids love me.
They do.
No, my speaking of like the relationship, you and Reggie, how intense does it get when it comes to like whether you should publicly
business deals?
Yeah, like, you know, it's a lot of, I mean, you're married, you're working together, you have kids together. He's French.
which is so fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think like, would it be better if I just like had my own thing, my own job where I could.
Can you imagine if you started a competing agency?
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. I think the idea would be to get out of this.
Right.
Not
no, it'd be
back
hilarious.
Into it. Yeah, I'd win. But anyway, you know, where I could go, like, go do my own thing every day and then come home. And then we could just be like, well, what'd you do today? Whereas he texts me and calls me every 5 seconds and I'm like, stop calling me. He'll be like, oh, we just got really good pictures of Caitlin. I'm like, great.
Like, yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. You know,
it's a lot of synergy.
It's a dream. Like, he's way more into it than I am.
Yeah, but you were.
He kind of has to be.
You were into it at some point. Like, you were in it.
Yeah.
Kelly,
yeah. When I was getting paid.
Yeah.
Hey, but not now.
Your kids obviously know what you do.
Yeah.
Do they get it?
Yeah, they're old enough. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, so they're like, I mean, how does that work, the dynamic with that? Because do they just like ignore it?
I always wonder, like, oh God, I hope they don't tell people the truth when people are like, well, what does your dad do? What does your mom do?
Yeah, what is it that they tell
them? I don't tell my kids to lie because I think they can do what they want to do. Right. It's going to come out or it's not going to, you know what I mean? Like, it's that's their decision, how they answer that question. Right. I lie. No, I mean, some of my closer friends know what we do. Some don't. I have my generic pat answer that I give people when I don't want to tell them.
Right.
But yeah, it's a lot. They're kind of like, I mean, they're kind of surrounded by this stuff. I try to tell Reggie, like, we don't need to talk about this at dinner. No right. one wants to hear about, you know, Jennifer Garner or Caitlyn Jenner right. or whatever at dinner. Cause like, I don't even care. And I work in the business, but, so he's, you know, he's pretty good about keeping that out. Like, what did my daughter say the other day? She goes, oh, I said hi to, or she goes, we said hi to Angelina Jolie at that party, the block party. Right. I'm like, oh, Jennifer Garner? Like, she does not know who's who.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, right. She thought that was Angelina Jolie. And I was like, yes.
By the way,
right.
Angelina
I'm
Jolie.
Keeping them away
they, yeah,
from.
Yeah, they don't know. She doesn't even know who's who. She, you know, did she you cares cover, way more did, about Jake Paul yeah. and right. all the YouTubers. She
did you cover right, the yeah. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie stuff? Did you get anything out of that?
Nah. We didn't,
it was
we
hard,
didn't have any
one,
good
huh?
sources in yeah. their camp.
They got a good wine. That rosé is
yes.
unreal.
Wait,
Miraval.
Yeah, it's so good.
Love it.
That's hers?
Yes.
I didn't know that she was behind that wine.
I think they're going to sell that, though.
Are
maybe.
They?
I don't
Find
know.
Find out. Get a picture.
Oh, they have a vineyard. Yeah, yeah. That is
no,
really nice.
That rosé is delicious.
I know.
Rosé all day.
Rosé all day.
Can you pass me that bottle right there?
Yeah.
No. I wish.
So it's so fascinating. I mean, I could go on and on about this world. It's
I
just
know, it's so
fucking
interesting.
Crazy. I don't know how you get out of it.
Has there ever been a time when, like, you and Reggie, say, we're sitting around somewhere, I don't know, and someone happened to come in, or there was, like, a moment that he's like, oh, my God, this person's here, and he's just like, fuck it, I'm already here. I'm just going to take the picture myself.
Oh,
yeah.
All the,
oh,
they,
yeah,
they
yeah.
go, they go to – their vacation is always in Tahiti or wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nonstop. So they're working nonstop yeah. on their vacation.
Well,
it's hilarious.
He wants to go places where there are celebrities because then he's like, he feels like he's reimbursing the trip.
I gotcha. Right.
You know.
Yeah. So they go to
hilarious.
Aspen. They go to Tahiti. They
are
go,
you? Are you ever just like, can't we? Can you just put the fucking phone down?
Yes.
They're not. Yeah. They're not taking the kids to Disney World. Is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Right.
No. No. No.
No one's going to like Montana unless John Mayer might be.
Oh
there,
yeah, well, right? yeah, we have done that. Yeah, I mean, when the kids were younger, we were able to do more, and sometimes we would just like pick up and
right,
you know, go and follow the Beckhams to Turks and Caicos, and
yeah, like it's crazy. They get
yeah,
like
so funny.
Like they go on vacation to work. It's
yeah.
just crazy, but fun.
Fun.
But
yeah,
I understand because
nice
it's so expensive. The places you go are not cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It happened more. It happened a lot more back in the day than it yeah. does now. But it really, you know, back in the day, it really did work. I mean, we would go spend a ton of money on a trip and make a ton of money on the pictures. It really, right. it really worked.
Because nobody else was going to
yeah, these
go
days,
out
like,
there.
You know, the celebrity on vacation is like Instagram on the beach.
Right. right. They're doing it already.
It's just like, what are you going to get that's,
right,
that's better than what they're Instagramming?
Right.
They already took a bikini selfie.
Right.
You know, that it's right. usually that shot that you want, the female celebrity on the beach in a bikini, and it's like they've already posted it.
Or I feel like, too, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of celebrities, and I've seen this a little bit from, and you can tell me if this is true or not, who employ their own photographers and videographers.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
yeah. So that yeah. they can put the images out there that
Wait,
they
so
like.
Kim yeah. Kardashian has her own photographer.
Well, she doesn't, she works with a specific agency. So I was thinking of that before when we were talking about them kind of being able to control their image to a certain yeah. degree. So there's a story today where I think on the show she says, you know, the you know those ass pictures from Mexico where
yes.
she's like, why would you wear a G-string or whatever thong when your ass looks like that. But I mean, she thinks it looks awesome, obviously, because she paid a lot of money for it. It's dimpled like, you know,
right.
It's got, cottage cheese.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like, it's bad. And she's like, oh my God, the light hit me the wrong way. There's, you know, the flash was too strong. I can't believe it. Well, first of all, those were setup photos. Like, that's the agency that she works with. How do you think she's renting a beach house in Cabo and there's like a guy standing in her yard taking right. a picture? I mean, come on. That's because they're working together. It's right. not like a guy jumped the fence and like went commando. It was like, I'm going to take a picture of
yeah.
you.
No.
Know?
Right.
He's on the property.
They basically
her.
Went out and did like a photo shoot in
they did a photo
the water
shoot.
With her, all her friends and her sister.
I think what happened is they got kind of relaxed and they trust this agency and they kind of stopped approving photos, maybe.
Got it.
Probably.
And so those pictures went out and it has been devastating her for like 2 months.
What? Really?
I mean, it did look really bad, but come on. I mean, she can't get over it. She talked about it on her show and... So now, since that happened, she keeps doing more setups of like her at UCLA exercising, doing stairs.
Right.
Her.
You probably think this song is about you.
doing like the other night, Reggie was like, "Oh my God, she's really reached a new low." She did a.
I love that
setup.
Reggie's saying.
Yeah,
it.
I know. If he says it, it's really low.
Okay.
She worked. She had her friend photographer. Go to the gas station at like midnight and do a photo set. It's just like Kim.
Of her pumping gas?
Of her like going into the store buying gum or whatever.
Oh,
it's
wow.
like,
so
you
she
look
could get
great.
A good picture.
Shut up. Like,
right.
your ass is dimpled as hell.
Well, now she's.
Stop getting plastic surgery.
But now.
Whatever.
But now.
Like, get over it.
Well, also, like, Kylie is sort of like overlapping her in fame. So
they
she's.
They all kind of are.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like she's sort of like taking yeah. the. It's not about Kim anymore.
No. It's going to be about her soon.
Why?
There could be some news.
Seriously?
And not just the baby.
Ooh, ooh. Breaking
what?
News
Watch
at the end of the podcast?
X17 Online.
What? X17 Online to mm-hmm. find out. When,
oh, my
like,
God.
Like, when do you think this will break? Because we're going to air.
Sometime this week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it'll. Once
it will
you
have already broke
it,
when by yeah, the time this airs.
By the time this airs, it'll already broke. So you
Perhaps.
Can say
we're
it.
Not, we're not sure when we're coming out with it.
Well, okay. we're not coming out with you until. No, so tell us.
Are you trying to get me to come out?
Yeah.
So, yes. So, what's happening now?
Come on. Let's. What is it?
I'm not. I can't tell you. Oh, because you're saying this is after.
It's going to yeah. air after. So tell us what it is. Oh my God.
So oh my God. He just got up and is like pacing around.
Pacing. Wait. I can't tell you. I don't know if we're going to come out with it. I can't say it yet. I can't
well,
say it yet.
We can take it out if it does. We can take it out if it does. I promise you. I will not unless it comes out.
Well,
I
just guess.
You.
What would
She's
be bigger?
She's getting divorced.
Well, there might be issues. Yeah.
They're separated.
There
They're
might
separating.
Be issues. There might be some issues.
Issues with... When you
I'm
say,
just saying, she's got bigger problems than her fat ass.
Okay, well, what is it?
I'm sorry to be mean, but she is
she seeing someone
vain,
else?
It makes me sick. Not that I know of, but that's a good one.
Maybe he's with someone else.
No, I just think they hate each other.
So it's a little...
I don't think they hate each other. I just think it's a tough
But what gives you
situation.
That? What makes you... I mean, what's the evidence that you have?
That's what we'll come out with on Instagram.
I understand
They're
that,
fighting.
But this is airing after.
I know, but because I don't know when we're going to... We might hold it for 2 weeks. I don't know.
This is not happening until, like, December. We're not airing this until, like, December.
Okay. I think they're living separately, and I don't think they're going to get divorced because they have, like, a baby on the way now.
Right.
They kind of already messed up.
Right.
They got to stay together now, but I just think it's really challenging for them, and she cannot stand being with him. I think he's... After his breakdown, he's been on a lot of medication, and it definitely affects him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can see in our pictures, like, sometimes he's like a zombie, you
yeah.
know? But then they say, like, we have good sources in their camp, and they say sometimes he also rages. Like, he's just...
Well, I could see that happening.
Crazy.
Oh, he's yeah. been... How did is that news to anyone?
Yeah, no, I
he's
I
been
don't
like that
so.
For years.
So when you
yeah,
say,
yeah.
so, where's his like separate? Like, do they live close to each other?
Yeah,
and their house is like probably still under construction. No, I'm kidding.
That house is still under construction. That's why we were in the helicopter the other day to continue documenting.
Where's the house that's under construction?
In Calabasas, like Hidden Hills, yeah.
They've literally been under construction of that house for like 2 years.
And that's like a Kanye thing because you can tell that he keeps changing it.
Because
like
he doesn't want to move in.
Kind of a minor remodel. And then they're like, no. You know how he's like fancies himself such a designer?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so he's like, okay, no, rip it apart. And then they just like started over.
It's crazy.
Why would you spend that much money for a house if you have to like rip most of it apart? That was a house that you're kind of supposed to keep most of it. Like change the faucet if you don't like the faucet, right. But you're not supposed to rip it apart.
Right.
There's like marble.
Just build a new house.
Yeah, or just don't buy that house and then build the house that you want.
On a lot that's empty.
It is. Remember that movie when we were kids, The Money Pit? That is what it is. Like they've put way too much money in for the value.
So where do they live? Like they live in Hollywood then?
No, they live in Bel Air Crest, which is like
they're renting.
My daughter would say off-brand Bel Air.
Hilarious.
Off-brand Bel
Air. I think they own that house, but they were gonna do it. They were gonna use it as an investment property and like either flip it or rent it.
Right.
But then they were like, "Shit, we need it," because they were living with Chris for so long.
Right.
So then they moved into that house while they finished The Money Pit, which is never finished.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. Honestly, we've been renovating our house since January and we probably won't move in until next year. And I am at like my wit's end with it. I'm like, I don't want to do this any longer.
I know. Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that for 2 years. That would ruin a marriage.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
No matter
Especially if you got a plan and then he just like throws it out the window and starts over.
Let me tell you something. If we picked all this marble and then Brandon went in and said, no, rip it all out, I would fucking throttle him and probably wouldn't speak to him again. Like that's how like fifth level.
Yeah, but when you have money that's disposable like that and you can say that.
It's not even about the money. I mean, it's somewhat, but like at that point, don't you want to just be settled in a home with your children?
Honestly, between the two of them, how often are they home?
These days, a decent amount of time because Kanye's not touring because he's being sued by his insurance company for skipping half of, you know, last few dates of his tour, which apparently is not going well for him. That's another reason he's kind of losing it. And, you know, Kim's afraid of everything, so she doesn't want to travel
after the Paris thing.
So yeah, they actually are at home a decent amount of the time.
Well, there's got to be a lot of
strain compared to what they used to do. I mean, they used to be all the time traveling, and now she stays home a lot.
Speaking of Kardashians, let's talk about Disick for a second, Lord Disick.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Like, is Lionel Richie happy right now with his daughter dating the Disick?
I feel sorry for Sophia Richie because she's so young that she's like really excited to be in the news and be followed by the paparazzi, and she's like famous now.
Oh God.
And
it's really not gonna go well.
I don't even think I have enough fingers to count how many STDs she probably has gotten from Scott Disick at this point.
Kelly.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Gross.
It's disgusting. And she's so like enamored with this, the fame and the whole lifestyle and the whatever. I mean, and she's probably she/ Lionel Richie are footing the bill.
By the way, this is all
Scott,
alleged.
Scott
alleged.
Is just like...
It's all alleged. Everything we're saying is allegedly.
Allegedly. Not allegedly, just speculatively.
Well, no. But it's you can't say that the girl has STDs. It's a joke.
It's not a joke. It's a speculation. On my part, and I will take responsibility. No, I'm just... Come on. It's a bad situation. I've just written this like 10 times and I can never remember. 34 or 36? 30,
I think he's 36.
36.
Like that.
And she's 19. And I just can only imagine that she's throwing Lionel Richie's, credit card on the table every time they have to pay.
Go for
Scott's
Steven.
Just like,
why? He has money.
I mean,
now.
He has money, but not Lionel Richie money.
Yeah, but still, he's got.
Official age is 34.
34.
Thank you. Okay.
He's got to have a nice little bank from the show alone and all the engagements.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he lives like a ridiculous lifestyle. Yeah. And he gets invited a lot of places. So people are kind of
footing the bill sometimes.
He's used to people footing the bill for him. He gets, he like goes to stay in hotels and stuff like that. I mean, he's not really paying because they want
So he's
his name associated with the
hotel. Does he have his own? I mean, because obviously him and
Courtney
are
done.
Have they divorced officially?
They never got married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think she started realizing it was not a great situation.
I didn't realize that they were never married.
Yeah. The poor guy, like, I mean, not that anybody's crying for Scott Disick, but
it's Lord Disick,
right? He just looks so miserable every time they go on these, like, it's the Kardashians' 10-year anniversary. But he's like literally in the corner, like picking at his mustache. He just looks like a miserable human being.
Because when he's not with his hoes and his, you know, other...
Right, when he's not partying.
Right.
Because that's his life.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's not gonna... You can't sustain that.
Well, does he... My thing is, like, the kids. Like, does he see the kids? Does he go feel bad over?
And recently, our pictures of him with the kids, he looks miserable. That's what's really sad. Because he's now to the point where he doesn't even look like he's enjoying that.
And can see these, like, on x17online.com?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
He just wants to be off jet setting all the time. Like, that's all he does.
But in order to do that, it's like he has to do all the other stuff to keep his name in the press so that people want to invite him places.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to stay on the show.
He's got to stay on the show.
Just a really gross,
he's got to
circle of life.
Keep his relationship with Courtney and the kids and Chris...
Yeah,
and stay on the show and stay associated with the family somewhat, because, you know, if it gets to the point where he distances himself too much and is like really not a part of their lives anymore,
enough that she's like, fuck you.
He's screwed at that point. Yeah.
No, then you're going to see a real downward spiral.
Yeah.
Unless he does his own spinoff, which is always a possibility. I don't know how interesting it would be, but.
Well, it'd be interesting for people who like to see someone like
go off the
really
rails.
Really. Have a very sad downward spiral, but
right,
which people do,
yeah.
Most interesting celebrity that like is the worst, like Mariah Carey, for instance. Like, I find her fascinating, right?
Yeah,
I think her show that
I know I started watching it and I was getting kind of addicted,
yeah, because first of all, she's genius for the whole, and we talked to someone who worked in that camp, the Bunim and Murray camp or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She controls everything. Like, everything. Everything. Have you encountered her?
Not too much. In Aspen, as you said. She goes to Aspen. But, but, no, she's... I guess because she's mostly living in New York,
mm-hmm.
and we're more...
LA
on
based.
The LA-based yeah. side. So, but now she's been out here, and since she's been in Vegas, she's always in LA, and so we see her, and I'm obsessed with her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka.
Who's that?
Her boyfriend, her backup dancer boyfriend.
They are together? That's
yes,
real?
And well, they split up for a while, and now they're back together, and I love that dynamic.
It's,
like, she just drinks too much rosé, and she goes,
it's very J-Lo.
I'm going to need to kiss somebody tonight. And it's like literally every other backup dancer's gay.
Right.
He's the only straight one and he's kind of good looking. I mean,
yeah.
What do you, like, of right. course, you know.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. This is,
I love her.
We have to wrap this up, but
this is our pap calling me right now.
Of course it is.
His
you want to put him on speaker?
That's his name.
Yeah, do you want to put it on speaker?
No, I'm okay. Not.
all right, so. We have to have you back for more stories. I think we should do an update once a season with Kelly.
Yeah.
And x17online.com because, you know.
We got to get all of our celebrity news and gossip, but like from the source.
Source.
Yeah.
That's our tagline. Come to the source.
Come to the source.
You know that? Thank you.
So
that
we can find x17online.com. You have a Twitter feed?
We have Twitter and we have Facebook and we do not have Instagram.
But you have an app?
No, we used to.
Okay.
We found out no one... really cared about they just go to the website.
Yeah.
All right, so set up can you get alerts on your phone from X17?
No.
We should fix that.
We are looking for alerts. Investors, so anyway.
You need to have it set up so that you can get an alert.
True, but even
you can do that on Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, I knew that.
All right. So x17online.com.
Kelly, thank you. This has been awesome.
Tell Reggie I said hi.
I will.
Hilarious.
You can find me on all social media at YoLaken.
But who cares? Or me
God, he's so
at
rude.
Alec Led.
Stephen.
And you can always find me at Stephen Ray Morris.
And don't forget to follow us. We are Worst Ever Podcast on Instagram. Twitter, we're Worst Ever PC. And write to us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com.
Holla.
Holla.
Thank you.